Hell's Kitchen, the popular TV show hosted by Chef Gordon Ramsay, kicks off its sixth season tonight. That and other shows such as Top Chef fuel a fascination with what goes on in restaurant kitchens. It's a literary genre, too. There have been several nonfiction bestsellers on the subject, and now the first major work of fiction. It's called, appropriately, In the Kitchen, and it's by Monica Ali. She's best known for her debut novel, Brick Lane. From New York, here's Tom Vitale.
In the Kitchen is the story of Gabriel Lightfoot, a 42-year-old executive chef at London's Imperial Hotel, who aspires to open his own restaurant while building his reputation at the Imperial. Author Monica Ali says the setting for her third novel was inspired by television.
We're kind of obsessed with celebrity chefs and commercial kitchens in the UK, and we get Gordon Ramsay. Has he travelled across the Atlantic? Oh, yeah. Hell's Kitchen.
No, stop. Turn one over because it was blank. Andrea.
Yes, chef?
You know when it's overcooked. You can't serve that. That's not fine dining. That's not even fit for a dog, that.
You see him on the TV and he's sweating and swearing and supposedly gritty, and in some ways it is.
Get a grip!
But I always have the sense that it's still a sanitised, glossy version, and I was intrigued to look below stairs and find out what really goes on.
Monica Ali says she spent an entire year poking around below stairs, as she puts it, in five London hotel restaurants before she started writing her book.
It's a pretty rigid hierarchy. And one of the things which I'm afraid didn't surprise me was the lower down the pecking order you go, the darker the skin tone gets. And I found that to be universally true in the places that I went into.
Ali's novel is set in motion with the death of a Ukrainian porter who's been living in the basement of the restaurant to save money. The incident forces the chef Gabriel, for the first time, to consider his staff as individuals. It also leads him to question his own identity and his profession.
Gabe looked across the empty restaurant, over the pink-tinged table linens, the leather-backed chairs, the silver that glinted here and there in the shreds of autumn sun, the chandelier, ugly as a bejewelled dowager, the polished oak bar that, without a single elbow propped on it, was too dark and infected with loneliness to look at for very long.
Ali's take on the restaurant business is very British, says Lev Grossman, who reviewed In the Kitchen for Time magazine. Grossman says the book's vision is the inverse of the one set out by Anthony Bourdain 9 years ago in his best-selling memoir, Kitchen Confidential.
The dream of the restaurant kitchen for writers like Anthony Bourdain is very American. It's a place where you come, you leave your old woes and your history behind, and you enter into this wonderful meritocracy where you can make good if you're a good cook. Ali sees the kitchen as a much sadder place than that. People fight there. They're from Liberia. They're from the Ukraine. And they don't leave that behind. Their conflicts live for them in the kitchen.
The setting for In the Kitchen is different from Ali's last novel, Alentejo Blue, about the mostly poor residents of a rural Portuguese town. And that book was again different from her 2003 debut, Brick Lane, about a Bangladeshi woman whose arranged marriage takes her to the immigrant projects of London. Brick Lane was hailed by critics. The novel sold hundreds of thousands of copies and was adapted for the screen.
You can spread your soul over a paddy field. You can feel the earth beneath your toes and know that this is the place that it begins and ends. But what can you tell to a pile of bricks?
Many assume that Brick Lane is autobiographical. It's not. Monica Ali is the daughter of a Bangladeshi father and an English mother. She grew up in a North England mill town and studied economics and politics at university. Her books, she says, reflect those interests, the plight of the poor, class consciousness, and the fate of immigrants.
Issues of who belongs and who doesn't belong, modernity versus traditional values, displacement as well, cultural intersections, all of those things, I guess, will keep on running through my work in one form or another. I write about what I'm interested in, I guess, in whatever shape and form that takes.
The 41-year-old novelist says she's tired of people expecting her to rewrite Brick Lane.
I'm a fiction writer. I mean, the job is to imagine. You do your research, and I do my research until I'm up to my neck in it. And there's a good reason for doing research, which is, you know, to procrastinate, to put off. And there's an even better one, which is that it gives you the courage to make things up, which is what the job is.
Monica Ali says she's working on her fourth novel now, which she won't describe, except to say it's nothing like her latest book, In the Kitchen. For NPR News, I'm Tom Vitale in New York.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.